Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You listen to me live. You're listening to us in on Mike Spirit FM. You're listening to us in GH Talk Radio. Listen to us in Blog Talk Radio and also into Spreaker. You're most welcome to be here. I have an amazing show lined up here for you today. I have an amazing guest lined up here for you today as well. This is someone that, actually has spent the last few weeks that's been right by the side of me and Kerry through some difficult times. So I'm not going to apologize for not being on the last few weeks. What I am going to say is to thank my guest, Elizabeth Lee Crowther, for being of a support to myself and to Kerry through this difficult times. Because, you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you will understand that maybe about 6-7 weeks ago now that we was doing our show live, and I spoke to you all about my brother-in-law, Gwyn, when we had Rocky on, that they found had a problem with his back. And if you remember during the show, it was announced that it's okay because it was just an infection, correct. It was just an infection that he had, and we announced it on the show that he was all fine. Well, we do have some news here because it wasn't just an infection. It was actually cancer, which then spread right throughout his body, up his back, into his mind, into the brain, and to every organ that he had. And sadly, he passed away last Friday. So really, this show is dedicated to Gwyn, my brother-in-law. We've chosen some music that he would have liked. So I hope it ties with everyone here. And, you know, send him all our well wishes and send him on his journey. His funeral is coming up very soon. It's this Thursday coming. But as I said, a massive thank you to Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And also I need to mention Paul Parker, who else has been a massive support to us during this time of need. So, Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike. Lovely to be back on your show. And what a lovely tribute you just gave to Gwyn there. And obviously we were very upset to hear the news. And I know a lot of people ask, but when you're a medium, you're connected to the spirit world. And yes, of course we are. But of course it affects us exactly like it affects anybody
that's lost
a loved one.
You know, we are just human, Elizabeth, aren't we? You know, even though that we are mediums, we are human. We do take things to heart, the same as everyone else. You know, we just, I suppose the difference between us is that, you know, we connect with spirit and the human side of us kicks in there. Thank you for the support. And yes, it is, you know, we are human and we do take it to heart. So, you know, it's been a pleasure, Elizabeth, you know, talking and texting back and forth, because I know that, you know, during your show that you've done a wonderful tribute last week to Gwyn in my absence last week on your show on the Bridge Radio, wasn't it?
That's right. I mean, you're a regular guest and we love having you on the Spiritual Calling Show on the Bridge Radio every Sunday. And of course, people who listen in know that you put the host, Ken Francis, through his psychic development paces, which we all have a bit of fun with that. But he's doing very, very well. But we did have a lovely tribute on the show last week to Gwyn. We played a lovely record that you recommended by Puff Daddy, I'll Be Missing You. And we sent out thoughts so our listeners could also join in. We're sending out healing thoughts to you and Gwyn's family. But of course, to their own people that they've lost, you know, and grief affects us all. It affects us all in different ways. And there's always that funny period between somebody passing away to the funeral, because you're always busy. You've always got things to do. You're preparing things. You're preparing sometimes words that you want to say at the funeral. You're preparing music. You've got physical things that you have to do. You have to go to the registry office. You have to find a venue to hold the wake. You have to liaise with the church or the creme. And, you know, and then I always think that after you've had the funeral and you meet up sometimes with people you haven't seen for a long time, sometimes you meet new people that are connected to that person that sadly passed away. And you know, you do make friends sometimes as a result of meeting at a funeral. But once all that has died down, sometimes, you know, that's when it really hits you. And because you're not busy in the same way, you're not doing things. And of course, then we'll reach milestones that we have to consider, like the first anniversary, the first birthday. And everybody will handle that in a very different way. You know, we go through stages of grief. We may go through disbelief. We may go through anger and resentment. We may go through denial. You know, there's so many different stages of grief. There's an author, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who's got a book and who's a very big person in looking at the stages of grief. So I know that if anybody who's listening in today is going through a similar thing to yourself, Mike, it might be good to Google Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and look at her stages of grief, because you can identify with them and understand why you're feeling the way you do. And I know it's a very old thing to say, and I know you've heard it all before, and everybody has who's listening to the show, when we say time is a great healer. But do you know what it is, isn't it? It is a great healer. And I know there's a lot of people supporting you, Mike, and sending out thoughts and healing to Gwyn's family.
And most definitely.
When people are diagnosed with a cancer, it's so difficult because some cancers go very, very quickly, and we only have a very short time to spend with that person. And some people, they can have cancer for years and years, you know, and carry on a relatively normal life. And so it's a very difficult diagnosis. But what is good these days is that the steps that have been made, that it's not always a death sentence for everybody. And for many people, treatment is available. And of course, catching it early is the key. And I know that most people, well, nearly everybody I speak to, has all had somebody, they've all had some experience where somebody has been diagnosed with cancer or they've passed from cancer, you know, so it is quite a big, widespread thing. But there are advances in the medical, you know, the medical journals, advances in people raising money for charity, so more medical research can be done. And it's a good thing, isn't it? You know, it really is. And people do need to use their GPs, and they do need to use their hospital services whenever they don't feel their normal selves. And that's really, really important that we do that as well, because we're busy people, aren't we? You know, and we just think, oh, we just got to get on with it, you know. And sometimes just getting there quickly is something that's really, really important. But, you know, we're good friends, Mike. Of course I will support you through anything like this, just like I know you'd be there for me. And how lovely that, you know, I can come back on your radio show. And I think it'd be nice to listen to some music tonight in memory of Gwyn. But also, let's bring the two worlds together and see who is going to link in this evening, or wherever you are, it might be daytime. And let's do some really good positive readings this evening for your listeners. I think that would be super.
Of course, definitely. Well, you know, Elizabeth, as I said, you know, it's a little bit of a different show tonight. Yes, we are going to be doing readings. Yes, we are going to be doing lots of work. But we've got some, as I said, some nice selection of music that Gwyn loved, and some stuff that I know Gwyn liked. And I know that some of them may be old, some of them might be a little bit before my time, but these are the songs that he loved. And I'm going to play one now, Elizabeth, because I always, because Gwyn used to love coming to the Spiritus churches with me. He had this unique way of asking me by saying, do you need a lift tonight? And I knew that was his way of saying, can I come?
Yeah, he didn't want to actually say, I'd love to come to the spiritual church. No. Was he quite a masculine man?
He was a bit, yeah, but he would never ask, you know.
No, he just offered to give you a lift. Bless him.
And this song, you know, we used to be in the Spiritus church, and this song used to come on, and I, you know one of the moments when you think, oh, please no? Every time this song came on, or the song that we was going to sing was this one, I think, oh, please no, because I knew I would hear his voice over everyone, and not just singing it, but screaming it out loud. So, here we go. Let's press this and listen to this song. Okay, I do understand that you're not hearing the song, so let me try something different. And hang on, all in a mess here tonight. Let me try something different, and we'll see how we go with this one.
Thank you.
Wonderful Rod Stewart there, and I know that Gwyn would have loved that. Elizabeth, we've been joined by another wonderful guest, and actually this Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne, you there with us?
I am.
Oh, I hear an echo of myself. Okay, I need to do something here.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, Elizabeth, Leanne is another great friend of mine that I know that would be happy to support me through this time. And in fact, you know, I did make a bit of a mistake. You know what it's like, Elizabeth, when your head's all over the place, you're not even thinking of it. Leanne was supposed to be the guest tonight, but I'm glad that the two of you, because I know it's two wonderful women that would support me in my time of need. So, Leanne, meet Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, please meet Leanne.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Leanne. Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you, too. I'm so sorry for your loss, Mike. I know that it's a very difficult thing to continue to carry forward with the show and keep everything balanced, and so no worries about me or bringing me on.
You know, I can't think of anyone better, Leanne, than to have you and Elizabeth right by my side, and obviously Kerry as well, because Kerry's right by the side of me, supporting me through, you know, this time, and really supporting each other, because, you know, Kerry was a fantastic support to Gwyn in the last 2 weeks of his life, and all I can say is thank you to, you know, to Kerry and to you two that is your support in us at the moment. So, you know, it's a pleasure. You know, I feel like as if you two are like a set of crutches at the moment holding us up. You know, and I can't think of a better support than you two right now.
Oh, that's lovely, Mike. Well, you find out who your friends are when you go through tough times, don't you? That's very true.
Most definitely, and you know, it has been some trying times. You know, there's been some wonderful messages on my Facebook page, and you know, I've been asked to by my sister to do a reading, to say some words at the funeral on Thursday, and you know, we've been busy doing this, you know, typing this up and trying to go through it and read it and everything else, and you know, there's some wonderful words here, and you know, if you have some words that you think it's nice to be read at the funeral, then please pop them on my Facebook page, and we'll go through them and see if we can amalgamate them in with what we already have, you know. So all the support and help that we could do from everyone that's listening would be muchly appreciated.
That's a lovely thing to do, Mike, and sometimes people have some really nice poems and things that are very spiritual, which would be nice. But do you know what I think, that when you go to the funeral, I almost feel as though you won't need to write many things down. I think you're just going to know the right thing to say at the right moment, and I think it's just going to come from the heart from you, and I just think you'll just know the right words to say. I really do.
Well, thank you for that, Elizabeth. It's, you know, I'm sure that even as we've been writing these down, you know, since Gwyn passed, I must tell you something, which you're probably going to laugh at. So the night after, let's go back to when he passed, because we took, as planned, Kerry's children back home. So we had a long journey. We had about a five-hour drive one way and a five-hour drive back. And during that drive, the two of us felt went right by the side of us, and kind of doing what he does best is just playing us up. Because that's what he would have done at this time. And then in the evening, as you can imagine, I was an hour prior to this. And then all night, I didn't sleep again because something was making, was tickling me, if that makes sense. And the more this was happening, the more Kelly was laughing, the more that I was laughing, the more that I was feeling being tickled. And, you know, obviously, as Kerry is a medium as well, we was kind of bouncing the energy back to me and tickle her nose. And without me knowing, she was saying to go and tickle Mike's nose. And all night, I was itching my nose, itching my cheek, itching everywhere. And, you know, I can imagine Gwyn with his fingers on the both of our nose just tickling us to, you know, let us know that he's there, you know. And it's quite exhausting, mind, let me tell you, because we hadn't slept for like 3 or 4 nights at this stage. But, he hasn't left us since. You know, he's still with us even to today. The signs that they give you, the knowledge that they're there, it's been absolutely amazing. It really has.
Well, you know, spirits will connect with us in lots of different ways, and that's his way, because he liked to make you laugh, and he's still making you laugh now from the spirit world. And if we acknowledge the signs, they always send more. But if we don't acknowledge them, they don't send them, because we're not taking any notice. But straight away, you know, you've got that sign from him just to reassure you that he's made it over into spirit world and he's doing well there. And lots of people report lots of different signs. I know when I do my readings, lots of people say they see robins. That's a common one. And also the white feather, which is the calling card from the spirit world. And also we can see that from our guardian angel. And I always think that's a lovely one to look out for. But the common thing that happens in my house, and I don't know, probably happens in your house, Mike, is electrical interferences.
Oh, God, yeah, we've had lots of that going on, let me tell you. Everything. There's lots of noises, bangings, cracking, mirrors going off everywhere. But yeah, it's been quite an eventful few days. But Leanne, I want to just say that to you, because I know that you've had the privilege of working with Gwyn in the past, and probably you don't realise this, but I think that you worked with my sister one day, live on radio, and I said after the reading that that was my sister you worked with, and Gwyn would have been there, because that's her partner, Gwyn. I think I remember you saying about hospitals, in fact. So I'm sure I can recall it.
I have no memory of that, but I'm sure that happened. I do pick up on a figure around you, Mike, and I'm getting a gentleman that's robust but not super tall. And the gentleman that I'm picking up on is also a pipe smoker that he's giving me. And so that may be something that you recognize. And I also feel from him, he's making me very aware of the fact that he was a hard working man and that he didn't finish all of his education or get to a certain point or level in his education. Now, I don't know if this is the same figure, but it's definitely a maternal type of figure that's around you. Does any of that make sense?
You know, it doesn't make sense to me, but it makes perfect sense to Kerry, actually, which would be her granddad.
Oh.
Smoking the pipe and being the bill that you just described, and a very hard working man. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to Kerry, because she just nodded at me going, wow, yeah.
Okay.
That's granddad coming through for Kerry, which is just quite nice, really, isn't it, Kerry? Oh, you can't hear Kelly. She's in the background.
Okay. Yeah, there definitely feels like he's there supporting around all of you or what's going on there. And would Kerry understand like an opportunity to, he's bringing forward a message, and I feel like it's for her since there's a connection here for her, about her doing something at, like, I want to say either a psychic fair or something like that, and I feel like there will be somebody that recognizes her talents there that will lead to something else. So it feels like I'm in a large room and there's lots of people there, but it's like lots of different little booths or venues kind of places. And I don't know if Carrie uses some kind of cards. So either somebody near her or her, there will be some cards out on the table because he's also showing me cards. And I feel like these are cards for doing readings with. Would that make sense?
Yeah, Leanne, absolutely perfect sense. Because since me and Carrie have been together for... must come up with almost a year now, isn't it? You know, Kerry has always been able to connect to spirits, but since Kerry's been with me, she's been coming out to the venues with me and working some larger venues. But in September, I'm sure it's September, isn't it? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you gasp. Yeah, yeah, it is September because we're doing a, what's called, and Elizabeth would know what this is, it's called a psychic supper. Now, what that would mean is there would be like several different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
Would have a table and there would be like 6, 7, or 8 people would come and sit on the table of the medium, and the medium will work with everyone on the table. And it's the first event that Kerry is going to do of this nature in September, which was only, what, 3 days ago, Kerry, that you said, oh my God, we've still got to do that. And I laugh because it's Kerry's first one. I mean, I've done loads of them, I suppose. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. And the cards. Her daughter, Shauna, has been using the cards lately and learning to do some lovely readings with the cards. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense, Leanne.
Oh, well, he's very excited for the opportunities that are going to come forward. And it feels like one leads into another here. So putting herself forward and really getting her name moving forward is going to, I just feel like, lead to more and more really positive, good things. And so lots of love coming forward. And I also feel... He's saying that he needs to make you aware, Mike, that he's also sending forward love to you. So there's a connection somehow to you here also. And he's showing me you going out of the country. And I know you've done this before, but this is something new, and it's north of where you are for an opportunity there as well. And he says one will lead to two more, and from there some other opportunities. And he's also making me very aware of somebody in Germany or someone of German descent that will also be coming forward to for another opportunity. And this is all an effort to work in with the spirit world as well.
Okay. I mean, as you know, that I have worked in different countries. I have worked north of where I am, and you know, we look forward to that coming in. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kelly's lip reading something to me. 1 second.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Kelly's just confirmed that somebody's been talking to Kelly about working in Germany. So.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
There you go. Confirmation. Yay.
Okay, well, we're gonna push on with the show. I'm going to play you a song that, actually, this one is quite funny because we were discussing funeral arrangements and everything else. And Gwyn's eldest son was sat at my sister's drinking a cup of coffee. And, you know, I'm never going to get this vision out of my mind. He's going through, you know, should we sing a hymn at the funeral? Should we do this? Should we do that? And Kerry just comes out with a, does he like Tina Turner? And he almost choked on his coffee. He kind of, you know, he's taking a gulp of coffee or a swig of coffee. And she says, did he like Tina Turner? And, you know, the coffee, when it sprays out of the mouth because you haven't swallowed it, this is what happened. And I shouldn't laugh. But this is the song. That Kerry said that did your dad like, which obviously referring to Gwyn. And so let me just press this button and let's enjoy. Do you have Tina Turner in the States, Lillian?
Yes, we do. And she's been in the States for a long time. I remember back in the 80s listening to some of her music. And so she's been popular here. There was Ike and Tina Turner before there was just Tina Turner. And so back in the 60s and 70s, Ike and Tina were like this really power couple that did a lot of television and other kinds of concerts and things like that. But they had very much a tumultuous relationship. So Ike beat Tina and other things like that. And they did a movie that was out about the two of them. And unfortunately, Ike has passed. And Tina's gone on to do amazing things. So, yeah, familiar.
Wonderful. Okay, you know what? That song, yeah, we shouldn't use the word haunted, but... Haunted Kerry all the way home in the car on the drive home when we had to drive back 5 hours on the Friday night, Saturday morning, if you like. Haunted Kerry all the way home. And so she was singing. It was quite funny, really, wasn't it? Because she was singing all the way home. Well, Leanne and Elizabeth, you know, I am conscious of the time. I'm conscious that we've got lots of callers on hold. So should we go to the phone lines and take some callers?
Sure.
Okay, so let's kind of do this in order. Should we flick a coin to see who wants to go first?
I don't mind, Mike. I'll just fit in with everybody else.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Leanne, do you want to go first and then Elizabeth pick up the second, I'll pick up the third or something like that?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, so let's go to the phone lines, and I believe that we have Rose online. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hi, Rose. Can we ask you where you're calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from Jersey, Mike.
Jersey. No, that's amazing.
Yes,
because
I'm so sorry about your loss. I really am. It's so sad. It really is. It's so beautiful that you're playing these songs to honor him.
It is, it is. And do you know what, Rose, the most amazing thing? I can't believe that you're from Jersey because, you know, that weekend, not this weekend now, last weekend is when Gwen passed, bless his heart. And that's the weekend me and Kelly was planning to visit Jersey. We was going to come down over on the plane, which is only an hour from the UK, and we was going to come and stay at Jersey for the weekend just to explore Jersey. And, wow, our first call is from Jersey. How amazing is that?
Wow.
You know, some strange things, and you must agree with me there with, you know, sometimes it's just little ways of saying, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Synchronicities.
Oh. Okay, well, Leanne, I'm going to leave you, Rose, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Leanne. Leanne, it's all over to you.
Hi, Rose. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I'm just calling to see what kind of changes are coming for me. Any messages regarding change, anything new?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I feel from your energy is that it's a little pulled in, so that you would be served well by pushing some energy out and putting some things forward. I feel like there's still some things that needed to be put forward. I'm being made aware of a gentleman that steps forward from the spirit world for you, and he's stepping on Dad's side of the family for me here with you. I get a sense of him of having like kind of a funny sense of humor, and I feel like he's making me aware of like when he was younger, like he would walk up and down the streets of like his neighborhood, and there's a sense of him knowing everybody in the neighborhood. Would that make sense to you?
I have no idea who that could be.
Okay, I'm picking up very much on a grandfather figure here for you. So it's grandfather and spirit for you, sweetie.
Oh, I never knew any either of my grandparents. I only knew one grandmother. They had all died before I was born. So that's why I can't answer that. I have no idea who you're talking about.
All right. Well, this would be grandfather for you on Dad's side of the family. And so what he's making me aware of here is that you've been putting out some efforts for things to change around you. And I feel like there needs to be a connection for you, like in a partnership or in a sense of getting closer to someone for love is what he's making me feel. And he's wanting to see you put efforts forward to go towards that. So it would be like saying yes to go out with friends, saying yes to different kinds of things. So he's telling you to bring forward changes to needing to say yes to things for you. So get out there, say some yeses, and you'll start to see those changes. But see, this is the thing around it for you. It's like without the efforts, the changes won't be coming. And so it's just like one of those things. You got to put out so you can get what you need. So keep moving in that direction. He's making me very aware that you're kind of tired, not really wanting to like continue to do things in the same way. So look for things to do in a different way, and you'll get results. I'm also wanting to put this around you that I also feel I have another loved one for you stepping forward, and they're making me aware of playing bingo or something about bingo. Would that make sense to you?
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you go back and think about it, this female that steps forward is showing me this, so somebody in the family may also be aware or know of it, but it's the same kind of thing about putting out so you can get what you want.
Okay.
All right, Rose. That's what I got,
all
sweetie.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you, Rose, for calling. And remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And we'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Leanne. A wonderful communication there. So let's go straight back to the phone lines, and we'll go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Are you there with us?
Hello. Yes, I am. And I guess I just first want to say that I'm wishing your heart a very peaceful, you know, and a very peaceful heart healing, you know.
Thank you. You know, it does mean a lot, and you know, even you know, the people that's calling in and saying the same thing, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you dearly, because, you know, it does mean so much to us. But Rachel, can I ask you where you're calling from?
California, baby.
California, you know, a wonderful place again. You know, I was due to visit California, but plans wasn't made in time, and I had to kind of leave California to one place for now. And we'll say for now. But that's okay. Rachel, let me introduce you to Elizabeth. Elizabeth Lee Crowther.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Rachel. Lovely to talk to you today.
It is. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And what can I do to help you today? Is there any area of your life that you'd like me to take a look at my oracle cards for you?
Yeah, about what life path, direction, is there any changes coming up? What am I supposed to be doing? And anything to do with my son is also so extremely welcome.
Okay, let's take a look for you. I know that one of the first cards that come out for you, Rachel, is the card that says choice. And I think that you've been going through a time where you think that, oh, I'm stuck and I don't know which way to go. But what I want to say to you is that you have got choices and you need to open your mind a little bit more now to look at where those choices lie for you, because you've got the card of goals around it as well, and I think you need to focus on what you love to do. Now, have you joined any awareness, psychic awareness groups, or become involved in your local area in doing work in a psychic and clairvoyant way? Because I've also got the card of awareness and development coming out for you, and I think that that would suit you very, very well at the moment, because I can see that there are new friendships to be made, because you've got the card of just laugh and speak with love coming around you, and also the card of look forward. Now, whenever the card look forward comes onto the table, it's because we've spent a long time looking back in hindsight, and now they're saying to you, right, you've done enough looking into the past. You need now to focus on what you would like in your life, your goals, and you need to look ahead. I know I can see new people and new friendships being made, and I do believe those will be most welcome to you. I want to also say I get the initial K coming around you, so don't be surprised if you don't encounter a meeting with somebody with a name like Kate, as I say that. Also, I get a lady that steps forward from the spirit world, and I know that when I connect to her, she must have had a problem with either her speech or her throat, because it's like I want to clear my throat. So would you understand a lady at the end of her life who was really struggling to communicate, or very much struggling with a physical problem in the upper chest and throat area?
Maybe.
Well, I have this lady drawing very close, and she's watching around you at the moment. Now, would you understand that also your concerns around your son is that you feel as well that he is not on what we would call, in the UK, we have a saying about somebody being on the straight and narrow, which would be like on the right path and looking at life in the right way. But would you understand somebody around your son at the moment that would be quite influential around them and not necessarily guiding them in the right direction?
Are you talking about my son in spirit or my son here?
No,
now
I'm talking about a son on earth.
Okay.
And would you understand somebody around your son who's physically on earth, again, this person, but would not be a good role model or would be influencing them in not a way that as a mother we would be pleased about?
Actually, you know, I'm at terms with that, and I don't he's not, he's a very smart, intelligent person, but I think, you know, in life we all have to go out and live a little bit. So I don't worry too much about him. I think he has, it's something that he has to live through. I'm not worried. He does have good people. I know the love is what makes it all okay. And I know, okay. I believe that he's going to be all right. I was more talking about my son.
I believe that he will be all right too. But what I'm getting, and I always pass on to people what information comes through, because that is the whole point of having a reading, is that at the moment, just to talk to him about who he is sort of aspiring to and being a little bit influenced by, because I know he's an intelligent boy and I know that he'll be making good ground in a business sense. But I just feel like that he needs to be a little bit wary at the moment, and he doesn't get carried away with something, or somebody comes up with some idea and he thinks it's a really good idea, that he doesn't sort of get carried away. And you need to ground him at times and just say, hang on, have you really thought this through? And that's the way that I'm getting it. Now, I also would want to say to you, from spirit, would you understand somebody that also suffered with a lot of breathing difficulties and a problem in the lung area of the body?
Yes.
Because I also have a link coming now through from the spirit world to be remembered to you. They show me the symbol of pink flower petals. Now, whenever I see that, Rachel, I know that that means there's strong love coming for you from the spirit world, from that person. But I know before they went over into spirit, their lungs were very affected and they were poorly, and that was a problem for them. And I know that they show me this as a way of validation and to connect to you. I also want to say, would you understand, and this may be somebody on earth, I don't know, I just hear this, but would you also understand the name of Dale or David?
No, but I've heard that twice now. And so my brother's middle name is David, but I'm hearing David a lot. Maybe it hasn't come into my path or circle yet. Would you understand that one?
Yeah, that's very interesting. So I think you're acknowledging messages that are coming through, and I think because that it's been given to me, that that name will become extremely important to you. So please remember that. Now, the other thing that I can see, would you understand somebody with a name that starts with B-E, like a name like me, like Beth or Ben? But I'm also seeing the like initials B-E being shown to me.
Not that I can think of at this moment.
Well, when you come off this call, just jot it down. And again, sometimes it's hard when we're put on the spot to think, but I know I'm seeing that very, very strongly. And I don't think it's something that, like, somebody's coming up in the future with that number. I think it's something that's already known to you. Now, I'm getting ever such a funny thing as well that I quickly want to say. Did somebody fall out of a tree, or do you remember, have a memory where you, I don't know whether the children were playing or there was climbing trees involved?
My son, the one you're talking about, the lungs and the breathing, and that's what I'm thinking, is that he hung himself. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know, okay. So is that tied into that? And he did fall out of a tree at Stanford and broke his arm, so I'm not sure if...
Okay, I understand. It's his way of giving me information to validate that he is coming through with love to be remembered to you. And it's just the way that they'll put pictures into my mind as a medium. But I know he's sending much love. He's also showing me the month of September as significant for birthday or anniversary. Do you understand that, Rachel?
It's Mark. He's very close with Mark, and Mark's birthday is September, so maybe that.
And also, would you understand either the number 18 or the 18th of a month as being significant?
No, but that keeps popping up too, because he left at 19. He left at 19, but he was very, you know, he was on his own at 18.
Okay. The other thing, when I want to give another date, is I also see the month of March being shown to me as well, so I need to pass that on. Again, that can be a birthday or anniversary.
It's my birthday.
Oh, okay, because I know he's now showing me the month of March and very much making that significant too. Now, who would he be connected to with the name of Tim or Tom? Was there somebody called Timothy or Thomas? Because he's making me look at the initial T male, and I feel like it's somebody he was connected to here on Earth.
It might be. I'm not sure. He had kind of a secret life towards the end, and so I'm not sure, you know, who's who or what's what.
Okay, well, don't worry. Just remember that that's been given, and I want to send a lot of love to you from him. Know that he does connect around you on a regular basis. And just have that little chat with his brother, your son here on Earth as well, about just not getting carried away with something, because that was a message that came through. And I hope that that's helped you, Rachel. And thank you so much for tuning in to the show today.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking my reading. And believe me, I can't talk to my son. He is the most stubborn person you have ever met, and it's odd that he's my son.
Okay.
He's not open. So there's, like, no talking to him. He has to go live it, and then I think we'll have that conversation.
Yes. Maybe when he's got it out of his system, perhaps in a year or two, then things will change. I'm sure they will. He sounds a little bit like my oldest daughter, where I'd tell her lots of things and she wouldn't listen, but now she, you know, as she's coming up to the age of 25 now, her attitude in some areas of her life has really changed. So, you know, sometimes they have to just go and do their thing, don't they?
That's what I feel like, and I really hope, and I've told him that, I really hope in my lifetime while I'm still here, you know, because I'll know on the other side, but I hope in my lifetime that I get to just hold your hand and look in your eyes, knowing without words, and just smile and laugh. And I hope that I get to have that moment with him.
Do you know what? I'm really sure that you will. Thank you so much for tuning in today,
Rachel.
All right.
You guys have a beautiful evening.
Okay. Thank you. For that wonderful reading. Rachel, remember, if you want to download a copy of that reading, please go to the archives right after the show, Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
You got it.
Thank you. Oh, I think I cut you off a little bit early. Sorry, Rachel, but thank you very much for calling in, and please do call back. Okay, guys, before I go and take the next call, I'm going to play this next track. I know that it's a track that's already been played for Gwyn on the Bridge Radio with Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and I thought it was so important to play this tonight. So let's enjoy this one.
Try to black out for the place again. When it's real, feeling it's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life
every
half a
day.
Wonderful song there by Puff Daddy, Faith Evans, I'll Be Missing You. You know, that song gets you right there, doesn't it? It really does. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, and I'm going to take the next caller, girls, if that's okay with you?
That works for me.
Okay.
That's fine, Mike.
Okay, so let's go to the phone lines, and I believe that we have online there, Craig. Hi, Craig, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
The pleasure is all ours, Craig. And can I ask you where you're calling from, there, sir?
I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh, wonderful. Okay. Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world there, Craig, very much the same as Leanne and Elizabeth. And if that's okay, I'll do that for you and just give you the information that comes through. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Craig, I'm aware of a lady that draws close around me at the moment that I believe that settles there with you. I know that this lady would tie to your family. I believe that she links to your mum's side. In some way, I believe that this lady wants to wrap her arms around me like a mother's love, or a mother would have done this when she was here with us. I know that she wasn't a very big lady of her build towards the end of her life there, because I know that she suffered in the body quite greatly before she passed on to the spirit world. She makes me aware that when she passed, there was lots of people that would have missed her for such a long time. So I believe she would have been in the spirit world for quite some time. Do you understand, Craig, of a lady like this to me there in the spirit world?
I'm my auntie.
That's your auntie, bless her. Because I know that she's standing right by the side of me at the moment as she makes her connection at the moment. Now, Craig, I believe in some way that you are or you are of an understanding of the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
And so she tells me that you're looking for some direction in your life at the moment. You understand that you're looking for direction in your life?
Yes, I am, which is the reason why I called.
Thank you, because she just said to me that's why he is called in, because he's looking for the direction, and he wants to know which is the right route to take forward. Now, would I be right there saying there to you, Craig, that there's like a few options open to you at the moment, and you're not sure which one to take? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And, you know, an excuse expression, but it's either like all or nothing. And I believe that's the way it's been there with you for such a long time, that it's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Then all of a sudden, lots of opportunities come knocking up on your door, and it's like this is where you are at the moment. Don't know which route to take in life at the moment there, sir. Is that right?
Right.
Now, she says to me that there is one that stands out more important to you than the rest of them. Do you understand that? So there's one direction or one route or one road that stands out more than the rest of them. Is that right?
Yes, it does. So now,
she tells me that one scares you the most, Craig. Is that right?
It does, because it's far away from home.
Okay. See, because she says that one scares you the most, but you know it's the better one for you, or you believe it's the better one for you, but it scares you the most. And she tells me when she was here in this life that she never got frightened of things, particularly towards the end of her life. She says to me, I never got frightened of the end of my life, because I know, as I said to you in the beginning, there, Craig, that she would have suffered for a little while, but when she passed, it was quite sudden towards the end. But she never got scared through it all. And this is what she wants me to place around you. Don't be scared of her. Don't be frightened about her. Just know that she is there with you, guiding you and pushing you forward in your life at the moment. Why does she talk about the other two? Is there two children that you have, or there's two people in your life that's important to you at the moment?
I don't have any children right now. I do have, there could be like a number of people. I know I'm real close to her son and his fiance, who she was real close to as well.
Okay, because she talks about the other two that's important to you. It's like as if you're considering all your options, and is it right to do this because of these two particular people?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, my two best friends are in one direction, but my other the option that I want to, you know, go to is on the other end of the country. So,
Okay. So long as you understand, Craig, that's what's important, because, you know, it's her way of demonstrating to you how close she is there to you. Because she says to me that she's never left you and she's never going to. She's always going to be by your side. Now, Craig, I know that you're, as I've been mentioning during the show about, bless his heart, about Gwyn, my brother-in-law that's just recently passed there. And, you know, since he has passed, he's given me feelings. I've seen him, I've understood him, and you know, he keeps tickling my nose, which keeps winding me up, but he's fine, he can wind me up as much as he wants. But if I said to you that you keep feeling some kind of physical, we'll call it phenomena, if you like, from the spirit world yourself, you'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I noticed sometimes that two of my bottom legs get warm.
Okay, see, again, that's a physical feeling that you're feeling. And again, you know, I know that that's something from the spirit world. And every time you're deep in thought, this is what happens all the time. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and I know that it's just this lady's way, your auntie's way of saying to you, look, I'm around you. I know that there's a gentleman there in the spirit world as well. that wants to make himself known to you. And as I'm aware of this gentleman, he is a bigger man of his build. I know that he didn't reach a fantastic age. I believe, I want to say to you, maybe early 50s of when he passed. And if I'm honest with you, I feel 52, maybe 53 of when he passed. That's your grandfather. Because I know that he passed very suddenly. He tells me one big breath, a sharp pain. So I know it's the heart that took your granddad home to the spirit world. Is that right there, Craig?
Yeah.
Okay. And he says to me that, you know, he was a very much of what I would call like a man's man. You know, that I would only do what a man needed to do. I would look after my family. I know I loved being outside. Your granddad did it when he was here with us. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, and for some reason, your granddad makes me aware that he enjoyed his quality of life. He says to me he was very busy. He always, I don't know whether he owned a farm or an allotment or something, but, you know I can see lots of, like, animals, like chickens and geese and all these things running around me at the moment. So I know that he would have either liked these or he would have kept them. Do you understand of this?
Now, that I'm a little bit lost on.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe we're going back a little bit before you would, or before you could remember. But I know that I want to say that he would have liked all these little things around him because he liked the outdoor kind of life. But I know as your granddad is with us there, Craig, that he wants me to say to you that he is there also trying to be the one that is trying. And I don't mean this to count the wrong way, Craig. I have to give it the way it comes through. But talk some sense into you. Do you understand that it's like as if we need to talk some sense into you at the moment?
Not sure, but I'll follow you.
Okay. Would I be right in saying to you that you're kind of putting up your own barriers at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, you'll be correct when you say that.
Good.
More mental.
Okay, see, that's okay. That's fine, because sometimes you need that push forward. And this is what granddad has come for, to keep you on that pathway, to keep pushing you forward, to give you that direction, okay? You know, and so instead of you putting your own barriers up, whether it be mental or whatever, I don't know, but I know that he wants to push you forward, and, you know, come on, boy, we can do this. Together, we can achieve it. Do you understand that, Craig?
Absolutely.
Okay, bless your heart. Craig, I know that I want to move on, because I know we've got lots of callers. I want to play some music there for of Gwyn's favourites, actually. So I want to say to you, thank you very much for calling in there, Craig. Remember, you can always download or copy that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And I believe that we have Barbara online. Hi, Barbara, are you there with us?
I am, thank you. And my condolences to you and your family on your loss.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Barbara. Hey, Barbara, can I ask you where you're calling in from?
Arizona.
Arizona, perfect. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands there of Leanne. Leanne,
okay.
Over to you.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Leanne.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for taking the call.
You know, the first thing that I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. The first thing that I'm picking up on for you is a little bit of a sadness, and I'm being made aware of a female that steps forward in the spirit world, and she's stepping forward on dad's side of the family for you. But she's
okay.
Talking about a name connection here. So I don't know if this is with her, with you, but she's giving me that your name, obviously not the last one. So first or middle, there's a name connection for you in the spirit world. Would you understand that?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So there's somebody, maybe not her, but somebody in the spirit world that she's saying that there is a name connection for you, either your first or your middle name, that she's bringing forward here to me. And so there's a connection that's being brought forward to you to be made aware of for some support going forward, because she's telling me there's a leap of faith for you going forward, and it will be part of dreams coming true for you here. I feel that she's showing me there's some kind of a partnership or someone else in your life where there's some kind of changes or adjustments need to be made with the partnership for things going forward with better timing and a smoother sailing kind of thing is what she's giving me here. So look for those adjustments and those tweaks to be made here with somebody else connected here for you. And she's making me feel like you understand what that's about. Would that be correct?
Right.
Okay. she's giving you the green light that things are going to be coming forward and a brand new opportunity around tweaking this relationship, tweaking things, what's going on there, and that I feel there are happy outcomes with that. And I also feel like there is a business venture or outcomes of business for you here with that I'm also getting from this female that steps forward on dad's side of the family. I have to tell you that there's more than one female that steps forward on that side of the family, so I do see a grandmother figure, but then I also see another female with her that steps forward on that side of the family there. Are making
okay.
me aware with one of these females that passed from the heart. So I'm getting
okay.
definitely going straight in and passing from the heart. So she's wanting to be very clear about who or what she is. Now, I didn't let you ask a question, so I'm going to go ahead and let you ask
no,
a question.
No, that's okay, because you're going right into it, because my question was, you know, I wanted to see, you know, what came through spirit-wise, but relation, you know, having to do with relationship-wise. Because my boyfriend's been gone for like 6 months, and he's like in the military, so when they go on these missions, and they can't reach out. So in the midst, I had brain surgery. He has no idea, and I don't know that he's okay. My heart tells me that he's okay, but they can't reach out or anything. So this is the longest mission he's been on.
Right, and he's fine is what they're giving me, and there will be a connection for you in the next few weeks. So they're not going even like a whole month out. So I feel a few weeks coming around here for you, and that he will be coming back. And there will be a connection for you in live and in person. So there will be some face to face, and then moving forward with your relationship is what these women are giving me. So she's giving a lot of green lights for you about going forward with the relationship here. And knowing that he's going to be okay and you're going to be okay. They're putting like a lot of strength around you, and that you're succeeding and pulling through with a lot of this. And they're also telling me like there's a little bit of fear about money, but I see that there will be a coming on the other side of that. And I do believe that this relationship will help in some ways with that. So know that everything's working out on the right track for you as well. And I also know that I do have a mother figure stepping forward in spirit, so it may be for you or it may be for him, but she steps in very closely. So is one of your mothers past, please?
No.
So this would be somebody that would have act just like a mother. So this isn't somebody that's almost like a mother. So this is either like a second mother to one of you or a grandmother that would have stepped into that mother position, because she's being very firm about this. She's also giving me the M initial or M letter name stepping forward. So either for him or for you would be the M connection. Is that resonating?
I'm not sure with him, but with me, not at the moment. Like, I have such a huge family.
Okay.
But, like, my grandmother's one was, you know, they're real Hispanic names.
So the M may be fitting in there, like that traditional kind of sense or around, like Mary, Margaret, those kinds of things. But it would be somebody who would have been in that mother type position. You would have been in her kitchen with her, or he would have been in the kitchen with her. And she's putting a lot of blessings around the two of you. So the point of her stepping forward with this is to put blessings around, and he does have angels around him for what he's doing. She's also wanting to give me him coming back, but then he's going to stay in military or stay with duties in somewhere. Does that mean he goes back overseas? No, it doesn't mean that he necessarily... Go ahead.
Yeah, before he left, he was due to go to be deployed. But this was a special mission that was only supposed to be for a month or two. And something happened for it to be delayed. So he will be going overseas somewhere. The places he was going to go, he wanted me to go with him, but we weren't going to be able to, you know, get it together, because it wasn't, you know, like Japan for 3 years or Hawaii for 6 months and then he'd go to Afghanistan. So it wasn't anything that I could incorporate in my life at that time.
Right. And so when he comes back, I don't feel like he'll be leaving you again. So there will be a connection between the two of you. And you'll hear from him before you'll see him again.
And so there'll be a sense of him contacting you and giving you, like, where he's at and what's going on with that. Please know I feel his heart is very much around you, very much thinking about you. He seems very connected here. And who has the A name involved here? Capital letter A with first or last name.
Well, his name has an A in it.
Okay. And that, but not like just in the middle of the name, though, right?
It's like his second letter.
Okay.
Both our names have second. I mean, the second letters are A's.
Okay, interesting. Something about the connection in there, huh? Okay. Please know that what they're wanting for you to do is have peace here, to go and in moving forward in your heart and in your mind. That there is a strong connection here. For you, we can see that you're missing him, but he's also missing you. So you'll hear soon, sweetie. You just put a lot of faith in that, and you keep your prayers.
He comes to me in my dreams, so we have a real strong connection with that. And then it's funny because you brought up a business venture, because I just met someone a coworker of mine that we decided to go into business. It's something that I've thought about doing, and now I got that push to do it. So she, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out how to incorporate both of us into it, but it's something that's actually in the works now. So you hit that right on the nail as well.
Right, and that's a good opportunity for both of you. And so know that, like, getting those kinks worked out, that's just going to take some time, but it's a really good venture for the both of you, and I feel that there will be expansion with that even down the road. So you're going to need a footprint with that, and what they show me or what they mean by a footprint here is like you need to have like your advertising, marketing, those kinds of things as you go forward, thinking about it going wider than just the community that you're in. So you'll also want to think together how you would want that to look going forward. That will draw more and more people to the two of you, because I feel somehow people coming to the both of you for something. So whatever it is, they're saying to grow the footprint. And I know in footprint for me, when it first started coming up in my dreams and other places, I'm like, what are these footprints in the mud and in the sand? Like, I kept seeing footprints everywhere, right? And it's like, is that a symbol for my angels walking with me? What's going on here? So, and what it meant was is that they wanted me to revamp my website. They wanted me to get new business cards. They wanted me to, and so I finally said to my husband, what's with all these footprints I'm seeing? He's like, I know what that is, because he's a business guy. So then I learned through him what that was. So when I see footprints, I know that people have got to get, like, their marketing strategy, however it works for them, going with that. So
and that's
going
something
to be a
we're
good
trying
adventure.
To implement right now. Do you see any type of relocation for me?
Yeah, you will have a relocation, but your footprint or however you guys build that, well, you'll be able to take that with you or whatever it is you do with you. But I feel with the gentleman coming back here for you that there is this connection here, that you guys will be mobile in some ways. And so you'll be open to that. It will work out.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, you really are. And so your loved ones and your family on the other side, I definitely feel, are also very excited for you with the adventures that are coming forward. You've put the efforts into this. You've already done the hard work. You've laid the groundwork. You've said yes to opportunities, and you keep moving on past whatever's gone on with your health, so that the rewards are just about to come for you.
Thank you. That's so good to
You're
know.
You're welcome. Yeah.
You get that doubt sometimes, And Okay. Yeah. Well, I thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome. Thank you, Barb. It was nice connecting
you.
With you. You have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you, Leanna.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Barbara, for calling. And, Barbara, remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Squirrel FM. And I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, well, Leanne and Elizabeth, I'm sure that this next song is going to be a bit of a surprise for you. It's going to take you back a while. I think it's before my time. I'm sure it is. But
it probably isn't before mine then, because you're younger than me, Mike.
Well, yeah. I am younger.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Let's not get into a debate about that, Elizabeth. Okay, let's just play it, and and she was going to take you back a little while. So let's press.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time.
The wonderful Elvis Presley, that a great artist that's sadly missed for years and years and years to come. But as I said, the girls, that was one of Gwyn's favourites. I know that you ever go in Gwyn's car, you'd always listen to Elvis Presley. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. And we have Alison online. Hi Alison, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Alison. Can I ask where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Arizona. Perfect. Okay. Alison, I'm going to leave you in the capable lands of Elizabeth. So, Elizabeth, it's over to you.
Hello, Alison.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. Lovely to talk to you today. Is there anything in particular that you'd like some help with?
If possible, I would like to connect with my dad.
Okay, I'll see what I can do for you. I'm also going to have a look at my Oracle cards for you, if that's okay.
That's fine, thank you.
I've got a lovely card that comes out straight away for you, Alison, which is the card that says positive change. So I know things aren't going to remain the same, but this is in a good way for you. Now, have you been talking about relocating?
That's funny that you mentioned that, because I've been on the road. I was on the road for about 2.5 months, and I finally settled. Well, I don't know if I'd say settle. I finally stopped being on the road and had just moved to this little town about 1 month ago. But there's not much work here. I'm having a lot of trouble with that. So, yeah, I'm open to relocating. Not far, but definitely within, maybe a couple hours away.
Well, I very much see that is going to be a good way forward for you. Now, I'm not very good with geographical places, especially in America and Arizona. I don't know. But what I will say to you is this. It's like, as I look at, like, the map, I want to go east for you. So I don't know where that takes you when you go east. But that is
that actually, Yeah, that's actually the direction that I'm looking to go, yes.
Okay, well, then they show me to go east. I think it will only be about 1 hour's travel by car. So I think wherever that would be east in that takes you an hour is a very favourable place to put some roots down, and I do believe there'll be a name that comes to me, which is Nick or Nicholas, that I'm getting very strongly for you. So please look out for that.
Okay.
Okay, so you just jot that down because that's all connected there. Now we've got a lovely card that comes onto the table, which is Start Again. Begin again, start afresh. So
yep.
I think you're going into a lovely period of your life when you particularly move, where you just feel like everything has now been worth it and it's all coming together for you. Now, I know you said to me, can I connect to Dad? When I ask Dad to come through and link with us, one of the very first things I get is the initial S. Is there a connection to Dad, like the name of Steve or Stan? I'm looking at the initial
Scott.
S.
Scott.
Pardon?
It's Scott.
It's Scott. Is that Dad's
yes.
name? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, because
yes.
I know as I'm asking him to step forward, he shows me a big initial S. So I know
yep.
I can see that for you. So I just wanted to clarify that. So he comes through in a very energetic way, and he makes me feel that he was a real man's man when he was here on Earth, and that he was a hard worker, but I get quite a loud laugh, so I think he had a very good sense of humour. Would you understand that, Dad?
Yeah, it was not a loud laugh, but actually he was kind of a very quiet man in some ways, but he had an amazing wit. Yeah, you got
because
him.
I know
That's correct. That
straight away he's got this lovely sense of humour that he wants to put over to me because it's a very important part of his personality. He says to me what he really loved when he was here was like times like Christmas and when everybody was together. He's got like really super memories of family
yeah.
being close, and he treasures those memories greatly.
Yeah.
He said that he was a very good role model for you, and that he always instilled upon you the what is right, what is wrong. And I believe that he brought you up to be of a very honest mindset because he felt that those principles were extremely important. And he says that he feels like he's done a very good job and that he never wanted to curb your enthusiasm for life, and that he encouraged you with all your dreams and aspirations and encouraged you to just go for it. And I know that you make him very proud with everything that you do, because he says to me that he has seen you achieve many great things and that you're a real chip off the old block, and you've kind of like you've come out of your comfort zone on so many times, and like you've challenged yourself quite
yes.
considerably. And I know from what he shows me that you've done things that a lot of people would just be too scared to have a go at and too scared to do. And I know that he says, please tell my daughter that I am so proud of her for for really making a difference and really doing things that lots of people would never in a million years have a go at. So you understand what he's talking about, don't you, Alison?
A zillion percent, yes.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I know he's watching. He's so proud. He claps his hands. He talks to me about big changes in October, and he keeps showing me the month of October as being very significant and very important. He keeps also showing me the 11th. So have you got a particular date, which is the 11th of a month? He keeps showing me the number 11. It's like I can see it really clearly.
No, there's nothing, there's no one's birth, there's no anniversaries or birthdays or anything.
To me, yes. He keeps saying to me, yes, yes, yes. And as I see it, it's like I want to say the 11th of the 11th, which would be the 11th of November. It's like he's given it me twice. So please write that down, because he's insisting upon me that I pass this on. Now, who would have had a very fluffy grey or white cat? I see a very fluffy cat.
I do not, no one comes, I have not, and no cat comes to mind fitting that description.
Well, I'm going to give you a really weird name that sounds like Cecil or Seth. Can you place that?
No, it is unusual, that is for sure, but no, I can't.
Okay, don't worry. It might be that I've just slightly changed links, and if somebody's listening in this evening that understands that strange name as Seth or Cecil and this big fluffy cat, please get in touch with us, because sometimes if people are listening, I might get a message for somebody else. So it's a bit odd, but I'll just ask it to step back and focus back on with your dad, because he's a very strong energy that gives this lovely communication. Now, who has the name of Margaret or Mary?
People from... Nobody of significance. I think that there's a Mary and a Margaret probably somewhere in my ancestry, of course. Oh, of course, because those are very common names. But nobody of what I would... of personal significance.
Elizabeth, well, I can cut in there a minute.
Okay.
Because... I wasn't going to, and I don't normally jump in the middle of a communication, but Cecil, that's actually Gwyn's name.
Excuse me, sorry, Mike, I can't hear you too well.
I said Cecil is actually Gwyn's name.
Oh, my goodness.
His name is Cecil Gwyn Bird, but he always used to be called, he only would be known as Gwyn. Margaret is his sister.
Oh, that's lovely, Mike.
And so is Margaret going to be taking Gwyn's service this Thursday.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you, Mike. And I'm sorry about that, Alison, that we had a bit of a hijack situation from the spiritual there.
That's fine.
I hope you don't mind. But no, I know that your dad must be a very lovely man, and he's let Gwyn come through to be remembered to Mike. And of course I didn't know that was, I just obviously assumed Gwyn's name was Gwyn. I don't know any different. So I know that Mike really needed to hear that today. So I'm going to thank your dad for being such a polite man and just moving out of the way for a moment to let him in. Oh, that's really lovely, Mike. And do you understand the big fluffy cat?
Well, I don't, but Kerry does.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all linked together, so that's lovely. So that's another little validation for you, Mike, that Gwyn is around you. So I'm sending your Gwyn's love, Cecil's love to you from the spirit world, Mike. And I'm just going to link back in for Alison, if that's okay.
Most definitely. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome. That was really lovely, wasn't it? Do you know what, Alison? I want to say this to you, that I think you'd be really, really great now at getting yourself your own pack of Oracle cards and doing some readings, because I know when I've linking into Dad that he says you've got a very good psychic mind and spiritual mind, but you need to start using perhaps some oracle cards to get going where that's concerned, because he says you're very tuned in.
Yes, I am, and I've always, since I was almost a child, you know, had some sort of cards or runes, you know, runes, things of that nature. You know, those have been with me in one form or another for actually most of my life.
Well, I've got these wonderful cards that I'm using for you this evening, and I just feel like what I want to say to you, Alison, they'd be good for you, and they're called Art Through the Eyes of the Soul Oracle. And I actually got them from, I don't know if you've heard of Glastonbury in the UK, which is a very spiritual town, and it's all about crystals and everything. And I just feel one day you'll come over and you'll go there, and it'll be very good for you. But they're called Art Through the Eyes of the Soul Oracle by a lady called Cheryl Yambrack Rose. And I just have to tell you about them because I just feel you'd work with them very well. And when I pull a card out for you, what's so interesting is the card that says, a new door is opening, step over the threshold. So I know that you're very starred in where you're going with your house move, because that is where you'll put roots down and where you'll settle at last, because at the moment they say you're quite a free spirit. And for a long time you haven't felt like that you've been properly settled in an area. Do you understand that?
Oh, I understand it profoundly, yes. Yes.
And this is where you go, and really I do see that you will be there next year. I think by February, March time, you've got it all sorted out, and that's when you go. And I think you'll breathe like a sigh of relief, and you'll think, you know what, this is where I feel at home. You'll be very close to water, and there will be either a waterfall very near or some kind of very significant water feature. And I'm not sure whether you actually can see that from the window of where you will be, but it will certainly be in walking distance for you. So just remember when you view this place that this water feature is very, very close.
Okay. Good to hear. Thank you.
Okay. I hope that's helped you, Alison. And how lovely that Dad came through. And keep up your good work, because I know that you're making a lot of people very happy.
Thank you. And I'd like to take this moment to thank all of you who are doing the readings on the phone, and also to say to my dad, and I say this to him in my mind frequently, but just to put it out there for while I have you here, is that to tell him how much I love him and I miss him. The first anniversary of his passing is very close. It's very soon, so it's a very challenging time for me right now. So I just want to tell him that I miss him and love him very much.
He knows, and he hears your words, and you know they're only a thought away. When you're thinking about your loved ones in spirit, they're thinking about you too. And I've also passed that message on for you on your behalf, and I know what he shows me, what comes back straight away, is lots and lots of beautiful yellow flowers. And he says that you're such a sunny person, he's sending you yellow flowers because that's what you love.
That's right, I would actually.
So please,
I'll get some yellow flowers for me and my dad.
You know what, I was just going to say, when you go into town or wherever you go shopping, you're going to see these beautiful yellow flowers. Just get them and then know that Dad is really close.
I will. Take care, Alison.
Let us know how you get on as well. Keep in touch with Mike and the show and let us know how you get on. You take care now.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Alison. And remember, please download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, girls, I'm going to play another song that, I think that sums up perfectly with Gwyn. So let's just press this and enjoy.
Thank you.
Blige and you two. I think that sums up absolutely perfect. Okay, I think we've got about 10 minutes left of the show. I do apologize for all those that's been online and waiting. I know that I've had some messages of some people requesting some readings of certain people. Unfortunately, we've been doing it all in time sequence and in order. But, you know, keep falling back in and you will get to where you need to be. But I think that we've got time to squeeze one more in here, and this is Vince. Hi, Vince, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hi, Vince. I'm okay. How are you doing there?
Oh, I'm okay. My question is, on Thursday I went for the aptitude test for a job with a brewery, and I think I did really good on the test except for one part. I'm just wondering if you see me that I passed this test and they're going to bring me in for an interview and get the job, or if there's another job coming up.
Okay, well, Vince, because we only have a few minutes left of the show, we have about 10 minutes left of the show, because I want to end the show on a wonderful song. I'm going to, the three of us can just give you something quickly, because I know that you've had quite a few readings here on Mike's Broad FM. Leon, want to just come in and just answer that question for Vince there, if you have an answer for him?
Yeah, let me readjust my mic there. Vince, I actually do see that you did well on the test, but they're telling me there's more hoops to jump through here for you. that. So even though you've done well, they're still going to want to speak to you, or there's more interviews, or there's more paperwork, or there are more things that have to be done before the job is yours, is what I'm hearing. And so they're saying take the next step, and each one at a time, coming up with this job here. Thank you. I've been made aware also, I'm just going to say very quickly, of a gentleman in the spirit world for you that's supporting you around this. I'm not going to go too deep in that, so I'm going to let the next person take it, because I know we're running low on time.
Okay, wonderful, Leanne. Elizabeth, have you got a little something there for Vince?
Hello, Vince.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't hear your question very well. I had a bit of a technical hitch this end. Could you just very quickly tell me what your question was?
Well, my question was, on Thursday I took a test for a job at a brewery, and if I pass the test, the next step is to bring me in for a job interview. And then that's when they're going to decide whether to hire me or not. And I'm wondering if you saw me passing if you saw me passing the test, and if you see me getting this job.
Well, let me say what I can see for you, Vince. Would this job involve actually driving a vehicle?
No. The only vehicle I would probably drive is maybe a forklift.
Because what I see in the future, that part of your work will involve a lot of driving. Have you ever even considered, or have you ever trained to do a job like a driving instructor, where you'd be teaching somebody to drive a car?
No, but I used to drive a limo many years ago.
I used to drive a limo. It's because I can see in the future, though, doing a driving job, and I have to give you what I can see. So I think you've done okay in that test, but I think you may need to broaden your horizons, and don't forget that you're a very good person to be on the road and to be working in that way. So also look at driving jobs as well.
Okay.
Mike, is that all right? I don't know if you want to add something there.
Most definitely. Thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, Leanne. Vince, I do believe that I want to say to you that, you know, there's several people in this world with you. Not that I'm going to go through them now because, obviously, of the time. But, you know, to answer your question briefly there, I believe as well, the same as these wonderful girls here, that, yes, you passed the test. But I believe that so many others have passed the test as well, not just yourself. So I know that it's going to be like, you have to go back, not for another interview, but for, like, more tests, if you like, so that the company can find the best one for them. Now, I don't know whether that be you or someone else, I don't know, but I know it's like as if there's more to come. Very much similar, like, to what Leanne said about jumping through more hoops. I believe that you're going to have to do more work to obtain this job, if that's the one there for you. Now, would I be right in saying there, Vince, that they would be involving manual handling? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel that's the area I want to take it, where it would be like manual handling, where you would have to handle things and lift and carry. So I know it's quite a physical job that you're applied for at the moment. But I believe that it is, that's not the be-all and end-all. I don't believe that's where you're going to settle for the remainder of your working life. I believe it's something else, but I know that this will be like a nice little time frame filler for you, a nice slot that you can fit yourself into there. So just know, Vince, that, you know, that there's more work to do, but this is not the last job that you're going to have. I believe that there's more work to be done. Does that answer your question there, Vince?
Yes, it does.
Perfect. Vince, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Leanne, Elizabeth, again, I want to say a massive thank you to the two of you for coming on to the show today. Leanne, a special thank you to you. You know, my mind just went blank a few days ago because of the circumstances, and I profusely apologize there to you.
Oh, absolutely. No worries at all. I completely understand. Thank you for bringing me in. It's always a joy to be here around you, and I just feel in awe of being in the company of both of you. So I just, you know, want to bow my head and say thank you.
Well, the pleasure for me is all mine. It really is. Leanne, give us your details of how people can get a hold of you, because I know that, again, the people have been asking for yourself to do their readings this evening live on Mike Spirit FM. So just give us your details so people know how they can get a hold of you.
I'm at www.angelichope.com, or you can email me directly, Leanne@angelichope.com. And also Facebook, it's Leanne, L-E-A-N-N-E, Thomas, Medium.
Okay, I know that we've got your Facebook links in the chat room. I know that Kelly's been working hard behind the scenes doing that.
Okay.
So it's angelichopes.com. That's probably one of the best ways to get a hold of you, isn't it, Leanne?
Yep, angelichope.com, yes.
Perfect. And Elizabeth, can we have your details there, please?
Yes, Mike. I'm on Facebook. I don't have a website currently. And my Facebook is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And that's Lee, L-E-E, with a hyphen, Crowther, which is C-R-O-W-T-H-E-R. So that's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And also you can join me and yourself, Mike, on my radio show in the UK every Sunday, which is 5 till 7pm in the UK. And that's thebridgeradio.net if anybody wants to tune in and have a reading on there. And of course you're on every week, Mike, putting everybody through their psychic development paces, and so it'd be quite nice if perhaps some of your listeners listened into the Spiritual Calling Show.
Beth, I know that people have been asking for you as well, so give us that Facebook page once again.
It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. That's L-E-E, then a hyphen, Crowther, Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And I'm easy to find on Facebook because I'm the only one with that name in the world. So if you just type it in, you'll get me straight away. And I just want to thank Leanne as well for coming on your show today, Mike, because it was lovely to connect to a new medium that I don't know. And I was very impressed with your readings, Leanne. So I'll look you up on Facebook later, if that's okay, and add you as a friend.
Absolutely, thank you, and I'll do the same. The honor's mine, so thank you.
Okay, well, I know that, again, Elizabeth, that Kelly's been working hard behind the scenes and putting your Facebook links in as well. So anyone that's wanting a reading or wants to know more information or wants to get in contact with either of you, just look in the chat room, and that's where you will find the links. You know, it's been an absolutely amazing show. I want to thank you dearly, the two of you, for as I said, support me either side, like that set of crutches, you know, in aiding us to let the show go on, because, you know, it's been a pretty much touching show. I know there's been some tears this end, there really has, with myself and Kerry, fighting them back and letting some go, so to speak. But, you know, I want to end the show on a very special song, because, you know, As you would know, Elizabeth, in the UK, you know, I still work lots and lots of spiritual churches up and down the UK, all over the UK, which I love and I adore doing, is working the spiritual churches. And I would say about 95% of the churches always end the service with this song. And, you know, when we sat here today thinking of the music to put in for Gwen, even though that we knew lots of the songs because it was already inspired, given us to us, this was the one song I thought I have to end the show on because it's so relevant. So, you know, this is going to be the ending song. Please listen to the end. It's so important. So let me just press this and I'll say until next week. Sorry, next week. Not next week. Next week. Good night. Good day. Wherever you are.
The time has come to say good night, for every road must end to the ones who care and are always there, our very special friends. Let's say goodnight to those we love and maybe share the tears. here. But before we close, let's think of those we love who can't be here. Let's raise our hands to ask some friends. For every road must end, you'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friend. And when it's time for us to go and our long journey ends, we'll never be alone. We'll be with us friends. Let's raise our hands to absent friends. For every road must end, you'll always be there in our hearts, our special absent friends. Let's raise our hands to absent friends. For every road must end, you'll always be there in our hearts.